Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the bird bringing us back from Ecclesiastes. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox. John's the author of If America Has Really Understood the Income Tax. Please check it out, folks. It's absolutely a very, very current book, even though it's been out for a while. It is evergreen. I hope you'll check it out. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us some more of your perspectives on what we can do to affect tax reform.
Well, if people understand that huge sums of money are subsidizing excessive programs through health insurance premiums, retirement plans, home mortgage interest, then they might say, well, let's curtail those programs and focus only on basic needs. So let me give you a prime example. The tax code allows unlimited amounts of health insurance premiums to be paid by employers and have them excluded from the employee's income. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a provision originally to help people buy a basic policy. But it says there's no limit on it. And over the next 5 years, about $700 billion of tax savings will occur. So Americans ought to know, well, who gets those tax savings? Let me give you one example. I wrote about this in the Baltimore Sun and Chicago Tribune a few years ago. At Goldman Sachs, their top 400 managers, each earning millions of dollars, had policies of $40,000 paid per year for them. Mm-hmm. At their 35% bracket, each one of them saved $14,000.
Yeah, they got that tax-free.
They got it tax-free. Now, now that $40,000 premium gave them, I mean, I think it reimbursed them if they even felt they were getting sick.
And remember, all the while, small business owners who were not C-Corps weren't allowed to do that with their own tax, with their own health care.
Well, yeah, and they finally could do it to some extent, and finally, but what in the world are we subsidizing anything but a basic policy?
Right.
So one of the ways in which the government can curtail these things is say that health insurance premiums are excludable only for basic policy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing for retirement plans. We don't have time to go in, and home mortgage interest. In other words, don't subsidize expensive Cadillac, let alone Rolls-Royce programs.
Right.
Subsidize only those things that are basic.
Well, and your point is there should be some limit on especially the second house that we could deduct interest on.
Exactly.
Right?
And you know, if you go to the Simpson-Bowles proposal, they knock out the second house in a moment. This is, you know, Alan Simpson, good conservative, Bowles, a good Democrat. They got together and they said all these things should be curtailed.
Right.
And if we did it, we'd have a fairer system. We could lower rates. We mm-hmm. could have revenues to serve basic needs. I mean,
one thing
we worry about
is we do, in my opinion, we need to broaden the base. Every American who's not in poverty needs to be paying some income tax, and we need to broaden the base, cut loopholes, and tighten up the deductions, and lower the rates. And if we do politicians will have all the money they need to spend, and we'll be able to grow this economy.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. But you know, the politicians all say what you're saying, and then they add another
right.
tax break, another
it's
loophole.
Because it's how they gain control.
I'm for a constitutional amendment that would prohibit any candidate for a federal office from talking about tax policy more than 5 minutes during campaign. They'd have to actually discuss other issues.
Well, I'll tell you, for generations, the tax policy has been used as the almost like an illegal drug to sell to people to curry their favor. I mean,
I wrote my book and I taught
and
my class.
That's both parties, folks. Both parties.
Yeah, it is both parties. They're both complicit in it. They both market these tax breaks as if they are in the interest of the general public, and generally they're not. They're not fair. They're excessive. They don't. And economists rail against it. Conservative and liberal economists
right.
don't like this exclusion. You know, under Simpson-Bowles, they said you can only have a very basic policy. They said retirement plan contributions can't be $50,000 a year as they're allowed now, $51,000 plus a $205,000 defined benefit plan.
What
you can't have that.
How do we make this happen, John? Because you and I have been talking about this for 15 years. How are we going to make this happen?
Well, it's really going to take, Ronald Reagan was a mixed blessing for Democrats, but Democrats need to recognize that Ronald Reagan, after a terrible legislation in 1981, came to believe that we ought to be doing what you're talking about, broadening the base, bringing down rates. So you had presidential leadership, and it led to massive reforms in 1986.
86 was unprecedented tax reform.
So we need a president, and we need leadership in Congress that gets behind this.
I agree 100%. Hey, John, good job today. It's always a pleasure. We've missed you. Don't stay away so long.
Well, I'd love to come back. I enjoy your show immensely, even when I'm not on it.
Thanks, John. We'll get you back again real soon. John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, even when I don't agree with him. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. And I'm going to remind you, always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.